Rishami Brachos Daf Tzadik Aled, the last blot in the Masechta. Gemara continues with the line in the Mishnah, Gabi Hanhoga, that one has to do on the Mikdash. So bring that on a Brisa. The Gemara says, Tani B'Lon Tana Brisa. B'Lon Tana Brisa, Ayikones Adam Harabayas, the Manolo, person can go into the Makam Habayas, Harabayas, the Manolo with the shoe. Ravish or Raglev with dust on his feet, Moses of Surin or money that's tied up in a castino, in a handkerchief, in a kerchief. Over this money belt tied, Babachutz, in outside of his beged, outside of his clothes. Now, what does that mean? What's the reason why he can't do it outside of his clothes? It's because we say that it looks, it's a, the optics are that a person looks like he's coming into the Makom HaBayis to do business. He's coming in carrying outwardly, openly, his money belt. So Mela, it looks like he's about to do business, transact business, which is a bizarre into the Mikdash. And therefore, we cannot do that. Therefore, you have to go ahead and not, can't be all of the Bachutz, but it has to be hidden. If it's inside, it would be sufficient. It would be okay. So the again, the bride's lashon the mashma is clearly from Yerushalmi is that any, long as it's open, it's seen, it's a problem. If it's hidden under his begadim, not seen, that would be considered okay. So he said that and it would be considered a matam. What's the reason why? Is because the reason what's wrong? Why do you have to have? Why can't you do this with the afar raglov? Because it says shema raglov kagashatelak al beis elokim. Person should guide, protect your raglov, your legs, when you go up to the beis elokim. So what does that mean? When you go up to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you should make sure that your legs, that you're clean, that your feet have that there's no, what do you call it, that there's nothing on your feet. The feet are repaired, clean and full of dust, removed of all dust, so you're able to go into the Makom HaBayis. And the same thing, you can't wear shoes. It's the same makos that you should not be able to go in with shoes. The same idea that it should be the Chalia Abak Ragleim should be the same thing, that you can't go in with dust or with your shoes into the Makom HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, says in a pasuk, another different pasuk, we see a similar idea, not from the Chumash, but from the Megillah Esther. It says in the pasuk, Yevachal at Nisham Melech Ein Level Hashem Melech Belivrusok. And Mordechai came to speak to Esther, so he came again. He took off his Megillah sock, but you can't come into the front of the Melech with a beard sock, with a clothes made of a sackcloth. It's disrespectful to the Melech. So therefore, he had to change his Melech, had to take out his clothes. You see that there's a certain level of cover that has to go in to for your Melech. So that's the Gemara. I'm of nay licha srucha king. If in front of a best of a dom that comes from a sucha, from a spoiled, a rotten secretion, and it's still alone, you can't do that. I'm solely in front of the gate of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gate of going into the Malkam HaMikdash, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is, where the Shekhinah is, surely one would have to be able to, sort of like a Kal Vachomer, that you cannot go into it. So the Gemara has, again, first the Pasuk, in Shalmar Aglocha Kashatelach Beis Elokim. And the another is, we do say the different source is from the Megillah Esther, from Mordechai himself, that we learn out that you can't go into any disrespectful with shoes or dirt on your feet. That's the mission of the Bar Sekhav. Leia Sekhav Mandri can make, go ahead, use that as a shortcut. Kikam in Kal Vachomer, and spitting it from a Kal Vachomer. Now, what is the Kal Vachomer? Again, so we had quoted in the Mishnah, the Kal Vachomer says Kal Vachomer Rikika, but didn't say what it was. So now the price explains. My manila jaliwa kavod, shoes which are real kavod, in other words, shoes itself, it's not derek, it's covered there. Person, it's the, if you wouldn't have the sources, why you should remove it, why you have to take your shoes off. The shoes is something that people wear all the time, in the streets, in public, wherever you go. It's something normal. It's not something that's disrespectful. Meant is no disrespectful meant. And yet the luck is you can't go in. So then you still can't go in. At the moment, it, you say the luck is that it's usher. So lachas kama b'kama. Rekika shalak b'zayon the culture. And surely, rekika, which is a b'zayon, spitting in any place you go to, is a b'zayon. If it's not the Makom HaMikdash, but that itself is a b'zayon. So mela, therefore, it's a culture that would be considered usher to do in the Makom HaMikdash. So we have like this. So Mara said that basically we have several makairas in the Bavli, the source of going in with shoes is the idea that the Shmuel said to Moshe, Shalom Lech Miyar Galecho. Hashem Melo, Ato Melo, Mad Meskocha. He looked like he had to take it off, but he met the Shechina by the burning bush. And so surely, the same thing would apply surely any place. The Mokam Mikdash, where the Shechina is, and you have to go as well. You have to go ahead and to remove your shoes, as the Rosh Shlomo says on the Mishnah. So we learn from there that source alone. So we have several sources where we see that the that would be considered. So we have number one, you can't go and it's disrespectful to the Makom HaMikdash with your feet. Second, what we have, here's what Yehudu says is from Mordechai. We see from Mordechai that that it's a, what do you call it, that you can't go in Mordechai, have to remove the clothes, the sock, his big day sock. So if it's Kol Shechein in the Mokom HaMikdash. And then the third of all, we have here that it's a Kal Chomer from Ilas Hasan. No, you can't wear the shoe. Surely you can't go ahead and Rekika, that would be something even more disrespectful, and that cannot be done in the Mokom HaMikdash. Mishnah continues, Kos Mei Bracha Sheyei B'Mikdash. All those, the Kos Mei Brachas, whenever we had a Bracha, made Bracha, stopping. Brachos that were made in the Mikdash would answer, not Amen, but would answer, Baruch Shem Kvod Makoseli Olam Ve'ed. That's what we answered. The first Gemara said they answered me Olam the Arilam, and then they changed. So the Gemara said, what exactly happened? Why did they do this to begin with? Why didn't they answer Amen? But we always have for any bracha we have. Why different, and why did we change afterwards? Don't we learn a brisa? Learn a brisa, them exactly brachos. Oh, yeah, my memory is a Mikdash. We don't answer Amen, but Makom HaMikdash. My Olam, what they say, Baruch Shem Kvod Makoseli Olam Ve'ed. That is what we say. We don't say Hashem's Amen, Hashem's name, because we say it to Baruch Hashem. What's the reason why? So again, the first one explained about the new one, the Mishnah and others, because they were talking about the Makom HaMikdash. They didn't say that the regular way we pronounce Yitke Bavke, the way we pronounce Hashem, right? That they didn't Ado Shem. That is the way that we pronounce it. So that, for that, you say Amen. But there, they said the four letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name was said different, was said over in a different way. Mamash Hashem, Hashem itself, and therefore it would be Amen alone is not significant enough. You would have to do something more like Baruch Hashem Kvod Malchus Olam Ve'ed, which is more of a chashuv response to using the Shem Hashem. Says the Gemara. Where did he get it from? Where did we get it from that they didn't say Amen B'Mikdash? Where's the source of that? The Gemara says that what's the source of that? That we say that and we don't say Amen. Machshav Amen B'Mikdash. So Gemara says, because Tamar Leimer says in the Pasuk that we say, Kol Baruch Hu Ezal Hashem Lekich Me'olam Ad HaOlam. We tell, the Gemara says, that when we had the Levium were given instructions in Tanakh. In Tanakh, they were given instructions in Nehemiah, the Novi, preparing for the second base of Mikdash. So it said, Kumu Baruch, the Lashon of the Pasuk was, the Kumu Baruch Hu Hashem Lekichem in Oilam Ad HaOlam. See, come and bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oilam Ad HaOlam. So it didn't say Amen, it says a special formula that we used to say, Min Oilam Ad HaOlam. So therefore, this is where we see it from. Yivaruch Hashem Kavod Baruch Hu. And they would answer, Yivaruch Hashem Kavod Baruch Hu, it should be Hashem Kavod Baruch Hu. They would respond with that. That Baruch Hashem Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'ed. So therefore, this was instead of Amen, this is how they used to respond to this. Again, on the Mishnah, we had the Mefarshei Hadaf explaining the Mishnah that it's the that he said that this is again a Dover Kasha. We don't just say Amen alone, but the words of the Kohanim that we say in the Mikdash has to be on a higher level. So we say Baruch Hashem. We say Baruch Hashem Olam Ve'ed is the proper thing. It's a much higher level, referring to this world and the next world. That is the way with proper connection to respond to the bracha. So that's a proper way to respond to the bracha, and that's the way we did it here as well. That it's a this instead of answering not main. So this is where we see it from. So that's only as far as saying one time the bracha. I don't know every single bracha they said this. Maybe only on one bracha. I don't know in every single bracha that they said this thing. They said the same nusach. Maybe it was said only one time. So Gemara says, every time you mention the bracha or praise, that's each time you say the Baruch Hashem Leolam Ve'ed. That's what Hashem Gemara Olam Ana Olam Yivaruch Hashem Kvodecho Hakol Bracha Te'ilah. And they say the brachas they said, the Brisa says, which we quoted earlier, that you say in every single bracha, the full bracha, not just the beginning bracha and the end bracha, but each bracha that you mention. Yeah, you would say this is how they responded to it rather than Amen, because Amen, as we said, was not significant enough to for the Makom HaMikdash. So the Gemara. They were masaking. Every person should say Shalom Aleichem. You could say it with Hashem's name. You can use Hashem Hashem. Amar Yeshua v'Dvarim. Yeshua from the south said Shoshu Devarim goes with based in Shalomata. Similar nusach to the Gemara, but in the Bavli with a little bit of a change. Three things Gazu based in Lamata, based on Hedrin, which is the based in Lamata was Sanhedrin. They were three things they were gozer. Iskim based in Shemayim, and up in Shemayim they were maskim too. The court agreed to them, even though we always say Akolosh Ayucha Kavish Parasha Yamel Chalasta. Say we say that when we first ask that we always say that Akolosh Baruch Hu always says that we have to come up with a chiddush and a psak and a good agrees to it. So what's the kiddush over here? Because here that these were specifically mentioned. It's not just that we listen to it, we accept it because it's the words of the Chachamim, but rather more than that, the Kodesh Baruch himself showed that he agreed. Elam, what are the three things? When it says, Cheresh and Mirich, the ban, the Cheresh that they made on Yerich, they know which to take the spoils after the battle. And then, of course, it was done, and a plague came to Klal Yisrael. Menachem took it, then because of Yeshua, Davin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was revealed who it was. And even though there was a punishment for Klal Yisrael, but 36 people died because of him, but afterwards he was put to death. The plague ended. So that's number one. The Ben of Yerichu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed, and we'll see in the Gemara where he agreed. Megillas Esther, that Misaki make Megillas Esther and read it in the Yom Tov Purim. That was made. Also, to use the Shem Hashem, use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name for the Shem Hashem. And that also was something which was done by the Sanhedrin, by the Chachamim. They were goes to this, and it was an agreement. That the Chachamim agreed. And again, we're going to see where we agreed. Now, what would be the problem with these things? Why didn't? What was Yeshua? Yeshua made this Kherim, which was a Kherim that he had. That he made, it wasn't told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make this Kherim, to take the spoils of the battle. Because of that, it was really considered Yeshua's fault, because he caused it to happen, because he made this Gezerah that wasn't called for that on his own, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling him. But yet, the halacha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to him. Same thing with Megillas Esther on Purim, and same thing idea that it made a Yom Tov, even though after all the Yom Tovim, we're already in Masake, we don't add new Yom Tovim, yet Allah they made this thing, and again, we're seeing the Lashon, the Pasik, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maskim, Shemayim, they were Maskim, and so too, calling Hashem's name, using Hashem's name, is also something that we find that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with them. Now again, every halacha that the Chachamim make up, of course the Shemayim agrees with them, but it doesn't say Mefurish that it agrees with them. It is a special din that we know that whatever person Chachamim Paskim, we all have to follow. It's part of the halacha of Kolesha Yerucha, that we have to follow them. But this is even more, that actually we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself testifies that he agreed. Where do we see these from? What happened? I'm broke my covenant. What do you mean the covenant? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a covenant? Yeshua made the covenant. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? They broke my covenant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on Shalmite, agreed with what Yeshua, based on did, and made this kerem that he agreed. So the Torah calls it on my mind. He goes, although it's BC, made up of my thing. Megillas Esther, what about Megillas Esther? Kumu v'kiblu. It says, Kumu v'kiblu. Rav says, Kumu v'kiblu. When it says that they accepted it, but Kabel Ksiv, it says V'yikabel Malame Shes Kimu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed Kimu v'kiblu v'kibel, that it says kibel, they only read it kiblu, which means that basically they agreed that the Takana the Chachamim made, the Sanhedrin made, that you should go ahead continue. When we discuss it, who was the ones Masakin Purim, Masakin Megillas Esther, that it was done to make it that every Purim should be celebrated and these things should be read, Megillas Esther should be read. That was something that was confirmed, that was accepted, because it says Kimu Kila HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that he himself agreed. What about Shiva Shalom? So what about the Shiva Shalom? Did that come through? The using Hashem's name to greet someone. So the pasuk says, which we quoted the other day in the Gemara, "Vinei boys b'mleiz lachem, boys kemi b'mleiz lachem." And he said, quoted Hashem, Hashem is with you. Menayin just give him a Bezin Shalmat. So good. That's what he did. How do you know the Bezin Shalmat, Shamayla agreed what he did? Angel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him and said, Hashem is with you. You're a Yibcha Gibor V'chayel. You're a Gibor V'chayel. So you see that the, obviously it was agreed to him to what he was doing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was found favor in what he was doing, that it was going to be, it was going to continue, that it was going to be able to be something that the Klai Yisrael, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed that the Gzeira was made, and that this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have no problem with. So again, the Sevai says that, again, it's Mashmat, the Rabbayas, and his Beis Din was the ones who made this, they made this Takana, who made this this Takana to do so. And others say that it wasn't, it wasn't Yerushal. It was made by Chazal, even made started by Boaz, but it came later, the Chachamim later took that and adapted it to make it full of Klai Yisrael. That's so it's really something that happened later, not something that happened in the Zman, in the time of Boaz. Avashem Lovin, now said he added a fourth one, is another one, a fourth thing that also is considered something that was made at Takana, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with it, and that was a Meiser. So, Afa Meiser, Shnama V.U.S.A. Meiser. It says, bring all the Meiser. So, therefore, bring all the Meiser. So, again, this is something where the, I'm going to say where we'll explain the Psukim in a minute, but what is the Cheshbon here? That the one thing, no, look, is by Meiser, you can go, Torah said, you can go and test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, can you give Meiser? Shai Yitin Lekolim Varech. A person gives to the Kohen be blessed. It's a guarantee from the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless someone who gives. So therefore, they were testing the waters. They went ahead and they did this to challenge Hashem. You don't find that in the Pasuk, but they challenged Hashem. And the Meiser, well, you say, Shami Yitin Lekolim Varech, and said in the Pasuk, Avil Kohen. I said, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed. He agreed that they would be reimbursed, that they'll be paid back. Give them all the wealth and the riches would be given to them, so that the idea to challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be acceptable. And says the Rashi Shlo, the Ezra said against all the Vayim Shlo Yolim, they shouldn't get it. Still come, Meiser is like being all the Shemus Meiser is bring it to Leshus Beis Hashem. They would take Kaham could divide it up because he was no lady. So that he says was something that was done by the Takachamim. And it was not something that that was agreed upon. And not something that was that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Hey, Meiser, Meiser." HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Vius Meiser." That clearly it means that therefore it's Masakin that you should go ahead and do so. And then I'll explain a little bit more. And therefore, it was Masakin that it was that even though it was connected halacha, even though it was something that you don't find from before. Still, in all we say that in the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing that he was Masakin to this. That's the fourth thing. Remember, like that. What does the pasuk mean without limit? What does that mean when we say that you'll have bracha ad bli dai? What does that mean, ad bli dai? Well, what is not? There's no limit. Is there a limit to bracha? So we're saying something that we cannot say enough is only referring to bracha. What is that bracha referring to? Referring to Geshem. When it says, V'pachai v'ashem ha'avav, v'shem ha'shem ha'avav, ha'jichlus v'seim yiloi ma'at dayinu brachos, that dayinu brachos. So they said to him that we find until you continue saying it until your lips get tired from saying enough, because we're enough, you gave us enough. And what is it referring to? It's referring to when people are davening for rain, and the rain comes in large amounts. So then the same idea that we say that the, you say die, that you, the halacha is that you say, sufficient enough that we have enough brachos. So that's what it means. Ad bli dai means that we received all we need, possibly have the brachos. There's nothing more that we can use or that we can need. Okay, so the Gemara says that's the lashon of the Gemara that you said that we continue to have as much as we can to say dayosh ein mutar iban makim, that there's no extras. Everything we need is when you have rain, a bracha al gashamim, so that's everything. There's nothing more, as Moses can explain, Well, look, is that when you have that you have too much, there's no bracha, you can't say just continue more rain, is sufficient, is always a tosas bracha, and therefore one has to makabel that as well. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that extra gift. Says the Gemara, Mr. Gemara continues. Gemara says, that we said he came and said, Baruch, that's enough. The Gemara said, what is it? Shalom, Shabbat, Shem, Echelbo. Yishuk is for saying, Malom, until your lips are tired from saying, any Baruch, any Mar. Until the Tire is saying, the Baruch, and Rhino, and say enough Baruch for us. So therefore, in the same idea, that it will be such an incredible amount of Shefa in the world, that people brain and things that people need, that will be just enough would be sufficient to ask and to get whatever you want, whatever a person needs. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah says the pasuk, don't shame her, even though your mother may be old. What does that mean? What is the pasuk referring to? What's this pasuk? Gemara says, if the words of Torah become in your mouth age, which means that you are constantly reviewing it, do not look at it because there you have to always remember, you have to always review. You can never become stale or old. You have to constantly review. Don't let it be mavuzah in your eyes. My time, what's reason? Do not shame her because the mother may be old, which is just like a mother that's old. You don't disrespect her, you don't shame her. So too, the form over here is that a person who cuts himself off and goes to and just completely cuts himself off and does whatever he has to and learns and just completely. So says what happened was this person is a person who's zoka to do miracles. A person is zoka that he should be able to whatever he wanted will be able to go and have. And this is the lashon of the Chazal. So if we say the same idea that my time, I'll tell you, sick name. Do not be ashamed, even though your mother is old. Don't do that. Don't bring shame. Don't go ahead and bring it to an amen that people won't appreciate. Says Amar Rav Zeira, if your nation, Mar says, became old, Amar Begir, go and fix it. Something wrong with your situation. So then, Mar says, Amar Begir, go stand up and fix it. You have something that broke. So a person should go ahead and stand up and defend it, stand up and be able to build it and to reconnect it. Just like Elkanah himself, Elkanah was the one who used to guide people to go with their feet to the Mokum HaMikdash, to Mishlosh Regalim, to there. It says, then Hadu the Ksiv, Shtez Hadu Ksiv, Allah Yishu Meida. And the person Elkanah went up from his city, and there was nobody else to go up and to read it, to go ahead and to read it, to read the Pasik the way it was saying now. Without any special schus that goes to him for being able to go ahead and continue learning even on this level, even though in this spot, even though at this time. Okay, Rana says that we'll continue the Mishnah Eis LaHashem Feri Tosecho. What is the chiddush of the Mishnah here? The last part of the Mishnah discusses Eis LaHashem Feri Tosecho. The person Mishnah talks about the pasuk that there are times when you have to act to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Hashem, even if it's a fairy tosek. In a way, it's made for the Torah. We brought down two different pshatim there. We learned a Mishnah the other day. The Gemara says, Rab Nasan Masaras Kroy. Rab Nasan, Gemara says, he took the first part of the pasuk and he changed it around and he interpreted a fairy tosek, Eslas Hashem, that they have made for your Torah because it's a time for Hashem, which means that what? Basically means is that, as we said earlier, that it's a sometimes the way you grab hold of Torah is by reducing something, and as we're going to give us two or three examples, and it's the mefer, it's somehow you nullify the Torah because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. It's a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. He wants you to do this now to be mekayim Torah in a larger scale, or for more for posterity, to do something sometimes that is violates the law in some level in order to be able to mekayem the Torah itself. A person makes his Torah itim only at certain times. He doesn't do it regularly, but only in the itim at certain times. I raise a mefer bris. So this person is made for the bris. He's undoing the bris. Mataima, afeilas torah eislas Hashem. So they modified your law. It means eislas Hashem. Basically means the same idea that a person goes ahead and doesn't make it permanent, is learning permanent. So then, sometimes he learns something he doesn't learn. It's not bekvias. So then he's being made for the bris, because the Torah says, so the Torah is considered the bris that is something that's permanent, a bris that always has to be studied, always has to be learned. And by not doing that, then by learning it be'itim, so you're being made for the bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you see people, they move their hands from Torah, that they separate themselves from Torah. So then, then you should go ahead and strengthen yourself and hold on to it. You should go do it the opposite way. You look at my get scared of all of them. My time, I feel like it was though. It's time to refresh him. And those who are mefer. Another way to explain is what Shemaychai explains, that it's a time for when people are are not following the Torah, people have left the Torah, then that's the time that a person should go and grab the opportunity for Torah and be mekabel and receive a reward for all of them.
A time when those who are makashin and dar, those who goes ahead and gather in, which means, what does that mean? They go ahead and they teach others Torah.
When you go ahead, when the Shema, other people come in, and they don't, other the Chachamim do not go out to be Ma'arav's Torah, then you should go ahead, but no, you should go. B'shad Mavadrim, time when others do, then you should go, you should stay in. You should stay. Why would that be? What's the pshat? Why do we take that approach? So again, Mefarshim explain here that Ein Chachmei Dor Marbitzim Torah L'Tamidim. If it's a time that the Chachmei Dor do not Marbit Tamidim, don't teach Torah to Tamidim, they keep it for themselves, then you have to go teach Torah to Tamidim. But a time that the Gedolim, but the Marbitzim Torah, that they go out, then for Keret, you should keep it in, you don't go out. Don't touch Shor Aleim. Names of Kaddish Mayim, Dalkos B'Midas Anova. Because the proper thing is to be humble, to you stay in your background. If they need it because no one's doing it, no one's teaching Torah, then you have to go out and do it. That's your responsibility. But if it not, if other people are doing it, then you forget it. Then you should stay behind and stay to yourself and just learn Torah yourself. Because kanasata, don't take a shura because that's anova. That's what Eifel Torah Secha means. Be made for the Torah of Larabim for yourself in order to be able to increase your anova. And know you because I'm a little said, if you saw Torah, should be with Israel. See Torah is covered. If you saw God, make everyone's joining and everyone's taking simcha and Torah. Then by dar. Then they go ahead, you go teach it to other people. You go ahead and teach it. Vimlav, bush. But if not, you should keep it for yourself. Don't teach it to others. What's that? What does that mean? Again, the same idea. If people there in the Simkan Torah, people are doing it, so you can go ahead and you'll join as well. You don't have to worry about it. There'll be Torah for everybody. But but if they don't do it, they don't take it, if people are not doing that, then don't give it to B'Sayon. Stay with yourself. Don't do it. Because then people are not taking Simcha. There will be no one to learn it. It will only be B'Sayon. By teaching it, you will not accomplish anything. You'll only be, according to some of the Mefarshim, that this is not to be done. Because then they can reject it. People won't makabel the Torah. If they're not makabel the Torah, then it's better just to keep it for yourself. And don't teach it because you're not going to get any benefit out of it, of teaching it, because nobody's going to makabel it if they don't have any Simchas HaTorah, if they're not ready to makabel the Torah. I'm going to realize that. Matino, because I gave an example. The mission is just like a Tino. A baby, it's over Kol Shavu Shviyom. A baby has to nurse all day, every hour of the day. There's no set time, just like a baby, compared to a baby that has to be yonak all day. Without stop, so too, a person should be Megaya all day. There's no set time to eat, but to learn Torah, but rather every moment of the day. Yonah Meshav Yossi said, Gemen Gezerah said, Kol Pitato Bishin, all Stam Pitapas, like talking, just making, like chirping of birds, just the enter, the chat, that's no good. Pitapa Deir Isotopim, but the charge, to chatting in Torah, that is something that is good. The Pnegosh explains this, what Yonah B'Shem Yosef Yizera means. It says that stam chatter, person stam talks, chatters with no purpose, like birds, like chirping of birds, so it has no purpose to it. So it's bad, it's ra. But Pitta the Daraisa Tovin says the Pnegosh, because even chattering, nothing specifically talking about Divrei Torah, so most of them time, there's always something that you come out that would be good, that it's, you learn something in aura, a statement, a clarification. So even the stam, just pitput, just a small talk in Torah also has benefit, and that something will come from it. Gemara says, call another statement, call kidvayo tovin. All Gemara says, Divrei Sheker, all lies, for the sake of Shalom are good, and Divrei Torah are vision, but lies about Torah are no good. What does that mean? How could lies be good or bad? So the Medrash says that Torah, a person, sometimes he says a person could be, could the lying has some benefit out of it. Well, it says that the Mana Shalom, it's good. Person lies, Mashana Shalom, Mashvila Shalom, as a Kashbrok himself, we learned it, Kashbrok himself was Mashana, the words by Avram, when said Sarah,
when he Avram didn't tell her that Sarah said that Avram, my husband, is old. So Mamele did that Mishana Bishvil in order to be able to bring Shalom Bayis. Same thing we have in the Gemara Mitzia that discusses that there are three things that a person that Shuvah Daban is allowed alive for. Masechas Ushpizu Zepuria, that the person should Devet Sneo, so a person should, if you know Masechta, you say you don't. So these are things where you describe a person's, you were stayed by someone, you shouldn't go too extended, describe it too lavishly, so that would be people who want to go and frequent that person. So you see that there's such a thing that the of Sheka is somehow some benefit. However, but there are exhibition, but for Torah, exhibition is no good. It's lie. What does that mean? It means that if a person goes ahead and changes something in Torah, even with Manas Shalom, that would be something that would be incorrect. That you can't do. The Gemara says that this is the same thing in the Bavli, whereas there, one has a different different lashonos as to what is accepted, what's not accepted. But here, again, the same thing Mefarshim explained, that a certain times one can do so. When it comes to Torah itself, if it's stam questions people ask you, stam conversation, it may ask shalom, a person's allowed to lie. But if it's a question of in Torah, and you can make in, and the purpose is to make shalom, but you have to mishana, you have to lie about something in Torah, that you're not allowed to. That's bad, that you're not allowed to do. I'm Rosh Ben Lakish. Megillas Chasidim Kosev Ukan. In the Megillas Chasidim, they found Yerim Tazveni Yomim Mayim Avecha. Because the Azvecha, when it says that if a person goes ahead and deserts HaKadosh Baruch Hu for one day, Yom Azvecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will desert you for days. What does that mean? Hashem Shiyatsu. So it's the two people, gives a mashal. Two people, when it says, Shiyatsu left the city. One left from Tiferia, one left from Tzipora. They went and they met each other in the same place, in the same hotel, in the middle. They speak a little bit. They didn't be able, weren't able to separate from each other. Each one went to walk a mill. Each one walked a mill. Now that they're further from each other, because what they do, in other words, originally they came together, and they when they're together, they learn together, they're together. But when they separate themselves, so they come further, they become a further distance. They become go even further. That they become even further. That they separate themselves. It would be to understand itself that they leave the town. They come back and they walk away from each other. So they're going to a further spot. If they go a further spot, then it's much longer to come back. So you find yourself even further. So the same thing over here. A person goes ahead. If you leave. A person leaves for a day, leaves Torah for a day, then it's not that you come back, you're at the same spot, but just like you're further, you're now even double the distance. And if you're further, same to Yosef's Mishana Deisha. Same thing happens when it says a mashal, a woman is waiting, waiting for a man to marry her. Isha Shaisa Yosef's Mishana, a woman is waiting for a man to marry her. Kozmanji Didaito, Linaslo, as long as he has in mind that he may be marry her, Yosef's Mishana, she waits for him. However, because if you look back to Mimena, once he sees that once she sees that he turned his attention away, that he's focused on someone else, he's not thinking about her, and then she goes ahead and marries somebody else. The same thing, a person goes ahead connected to Torah. So if you're looking into other things, as long as you're focusing on Torah, Torah will wait for you. But if a person goes ahead and leaves Torah and goes to something else, then a person will lose that connection, and the Torah will not wait for you. And lose that. Again, the Torah says that Prey Moshe keep the matters daito. May I tell you, Lekos Leishagal, Lekos Igbar, Miskakim Yosim Mizesha Azva. So even though that person may not be as great as you, you're greater in Torah. But if you leave the Torah will go cling itself to someone else, and that person will become married. Get married to that person. That person will become greater in Torah than you, even though you could be greater in itself. You are greater, but now he will become even greater than you. As the Gemara says, and again, a mashal to what a person. If you leave me a day, I'll leave you for 2 days. Says the Gemara, Tanosh HaMeir. There's no one from Yisrael doesn't do 100 mitzvahs a day. Now, Lamaisa, we have in this in the Gemara that this means 100 brachos a day, not 100 mitzvahs a day. So Gemara says, Kareshma, when you eat Shema, Kareshma, 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 before and after. Kareshma, 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 you make Kareshma, 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 bench. Kareshma, 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 three times Kareshma, 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 day. And you go back and you other mitzvahs, mavarikla, and you make a bracha on those mitzvahs. Every mitzvah requires a birkas mitzvah. So therefore you have the mitzvahs. Even the Lashon over here is mitzvahs, but in the Lashon in Bavli, it's it's the same memra, but there it's mea brachos, it's on the brachos. So therefore this is the same memra. So here Lashon uses mitzvahs, really is the Lashon of brachos. We find it in Bavli. There is no person who doesn't have mitzvahs surrounded by mitzvahs. Tefillin Berosha, tefillin Bezaro, where's tefillin? Mezuzah, Pisco. A person has Mila Bezaro, according to that Gersa. Ava Tzitzios, Talisa, Makif Malev. You have four tzitzis that's around him. Four tzitzis around him. It seems to be like four tzitzis are called like four mitzvahs. The question is, why isn't it considered as one? Why is it considered four? That surround him. Seven times a day I praise you for all your mitzvahs, for all your Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. And it says, Malach Hashem surrounds a person and protects him and rests him. So a person has all these things around him that protect him at all times. So David Nichols the Americas, when he came into David Mentor America, it's Raya Satsmadan, he saw himself dead and dressed. He had no tefillin, no mezuzah, no tzitzis. Someone says, I'm all these mitzvahs, I have no mitzvah. I say, what was me? I have no mitzvahs. Akiva should be the Mila show when he saw the Malkum Amila, he goes less cows of Kosh Baruch. He began to praise the Kosh Baruch, and say Kosh Minismus Mul David, but the eighth, referred to Kosh Baruch a lot of Shminis in the eighth, referring to the eighth day of Bris Mila. Therefore, you see that it's done on the eighth day, and therefore he prays HaKadosh Baruch Hu that even there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave an opportunity for mitzvahs, even in a place where you have arum from all the mitzvahs. And therefore, this mitzvah is even greater because we remain Allah Shmidis than the eighth mitzvah, because it remains with you all the times, wherever you are, even in a place where you don't have a mezuzah, tefillin, or tzitzis, these still remain with you. If the Dovid HaMelech said this was the Shmidis that for the mitzvahs that a person does. And this again protects a person from sinning. You have the surrounded by mitzvahs, is what the Torah says, what Dovid HaMelech praised, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it protects you from tzitzos, that because it's Yamdika al Mishpatei Tzedkako, Chutz Malach Hashem Sabli Rei by Chaltzim. That's how it protects a person by surrounding himself with all these mitzvahs, that it would be, it's a Yichaltzim Yichet, is the way that Rashi Misalo says, it protects you from mitzvahs. And therefore you have the seven plus the eighth, and the eighth is the one that's different, that gives you all over. So something that a mitzvah shmini gives you one, all of them as well. So Gemara said that and it's the eighth one also, what's unique, that Rashi Misalo brings down from the Gemara and Menachos, that even the Gaim also have seven mitzvahs, not tefillin, tzitzis, and mezuzah, but they have seven mitzvahs, b'nei Noach. So Allah Shminis is the eighth, is a special one that only b'nei Yisrael have. They don't have that extra one, is what makes unique to Klai Yisrael, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's special gift, that David HaMelech was Meshabeach. Final statement then. They increase peace in the world. All your sons will be the Mudei Hashem, learning the words of Hashem. An abundance of peace in your sons will bring you peace into all that you are. And again, what's the idea? What is the reason? How does it happen that the Minchah Ma'abim Shalom Yerilam? So there are many, many explanations, but several Masechos that end this way, and Masha Nachodich Yagados in Bavli explains that they're Temnechomim, because they're Temnechomim, they settle, there's the initial Ishto, they pass in Dine Mominis, they settle Machlokas in between people, a Sanhedrin, a Bezdin, Temnechomim, make a lot of Shalom in the world. And therefore, it's the way the other Mepharshim explained, Masha says, is that there's a certain number of Mechomos that take place in the world every day. And if they're Tamil Chama, Aloichim, each other in Torah, that takes part as Pamil Mechamos. But if not for those Mechamos, then there'll be regular Mechamos. It'll be regular Mechamos in the world. So therefore, they bring Shalom in the world by building Torah. And also, the idea is that they're Boin the Torah, as the Rosh Mishalulah says, Hain Tamil Chama, Shab Boin in Oilam, Melisha Bina Dios, that they bring Bina. Make Chokmah into the world, and that Chokmah builds the world up. Nefilat Banakla, it brings shalom in the world by building up the world that they consider the Boinei Olam. They consider the Olam to come like a Shein Amad Misholim, if they Amad Misholim the Olam. Hadmer Lech Aroya, Nechazos, Mesechus Brachos, Rechmona Desai, and maybe Eshav Khan. I want to thank all those who joined me in this journey. We started 94 days ago. Yerushalmi Brachos and Daf Aleph. Baruch Hashem, we were able to Messiah. It's an incredible, wonderful Masechta. And the journey didn't end, but it's just beginning. We're now beginning the voyage. Now that we have a taste of Yerushalmi, a taste of the lush shonos of the Gemara, and the style of the Gemara, and the different Mefarshim in the Gemara, we're ready to step up at Hashem tomorrow. The challenge of the next Masechta in Zeruiah and Yerushalmi, Masechas Peah. I invite all of you to continue the journey with me. Mazel tov to all those who are Messiah.